Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome back to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is Monday, March 18th, 2024. And today I'm going to be talking about the time I quit my job over being disrespected and manipulated. So without further ado, let's get right into the story time. All right, so I used to work for a clothing store. And it just so happens that my cousin was the store manager. And she hired me. It was a good job, and I liked it for the most part. Even though my cousin was the store manager and my cousin, she showed no favoritism. She treated me accordingly and just like the rest of the employees, as she should. Everything was great. She hired me, and I did what was expected of me. So things were good for a while until she got pregnant. I think she got pregnant with her second child. And she decided that after she had her baby, she would resign from her position as store manager. And she wasn't going to come back. Okay, that was cool. So I liked the job and I wanted to stay. I mean, I had no reason to leave just because she was leaving. So after it was announced to everyone that she was leaving, the company began looking for her replacement. And let's call her Africa, because that's close to the woman's name who replaced my cousin. They hire her, and she came in hot. She came in with a demeanor that was unsettling, just wasn't right, just a bad spirit all the way around. And she began training and learning the ropes of how things were done. But from the beginning, as I was saying, her vibe was just not right. She came off shifty, and she didn't give a good vibe at all. So as things move on, she assumed her role, and immediately all the employees did not care for her. There was something about this woman. And her style of management wasn't it either. And everyone came to a consensus that we missed my cousin and wanted her back as store manager. And we wished that she had never left. And Africa was getting next to each person and doing little things to make them quit. And eventually, all the employees that were there before she became store manager, they quit and they left. From whatever it is that she did to them, whatever it is she said to them to rub them the wrong way, they ended up quitting and going to work somewhere else. So, in other words, they began to drop like flies. They were quitting left and right. She knew the right words or the right whatever it is she was doing to manipulate and get them up out of there. Until I look up one day and I'm the only one left who was there prior to her replacing my cousin as store manager. So after she got rid of all the other employees, the new hires that were coming in were her family, sisters, cousins, her mama. And then she began to work on me because I was the last one standing. And she is picking at me every chance she got, nitpicking on anything she could to have a reason to try to fire me. Because I wasn't doing anything. I followed all the rules. I did everything I was supposed to do. And now at this particular clothing store, casual dress was required. And every day, I wore casual dress, as in a shirt or a blouse with a pair of slacks and some casual shoes. So for the most part, I would wear a blouse that buttoned up, like a cute little blouse that could be short sleeve, long sleeve, with a pair of slacks and some black Mary Janes. And if you don't know what Mary Janes is, them cute little baby doll looking type ballerina looking shoes, but they call them Mary Janes. And on a particular day that she approached me, I had on a white girly blousy blouse that had like some pearl buttons to button up the front. It was short sleeve with some little ruffles around there, a casual shirt, and I had on a pair of gray slacks with a pair of black Mary Jane shoes. Casual dress. You did not have to be completely dressed up, but you couldn't wear jeans and stuff like that. And so I always made sure I was in compliance with the dress code, the required attire for my position as a sales associate. Prior to her coming in to work there, I had never been spoken to about my work attire because I always wore casual dress attire. It had never been an issue. And some people might say, oh, it probably wasn't no issue because your cousin was the manager. No. Everybody who worked there pretty much wore the same thing. Because there was no males that worked at this store because it's a female clothing store. And it's still around today, and I'm sure that a lot of people know the name of it if I was to throw the name out there. It was a female clothing store, and it was all females that worked there, and we all basically wore the same exact thing. A blouse, some slacks, and some little casual flat shoes. So I'm not sure, you know what I mean? I'm not sure how I could have gone wrong. Because I had been doing the same thing from the time I began working there. So I had never been spoken to about my work attire because I always wore what was required of me. It had never been an issue. But one day, I go in for my shift and I wasn't even there for 30 minutes. Was not even 30 minutes into my shift. Africa approached me in the front of the store near the checkout counter, and she said, come here, let me talk to you for a minute. Again, just a nasty disposition, just her aura just was just nasty. And she whispered in my ear, if you come in my store one more day dressed like this, I'm gonna have to let you go. And I'm thinking like, okay, B, because I know I ain't done nothing wrong. And I'm thinking like, she had already been acting nasty. So I mean, what's the problem? Because then I'm trying to figure out like, what's the problem with what I'm wearing? This is what everybody, that's basically what you're wearing. Like, what's really going on here? And so the thought in my mind is, if you gonna have to let me go, I guess you gonna have to let everybody who work here go, because we basically all wearing the same thing. And that's how you know she was up to something. Something just wasn't right about this woman from the very start. And she had already been acting nasty, and her family members she had hired too. How you come into a situation acting like that? They were trying to squeeze me out. And as you can imagine, I'm thinking, what's wrong with what I'm wearing? This is what everybody wears and has been wearing since I started here. Her employee family members basically had on the same things, just different colors and different style. As long as you had on a blouse, slacks, and casual shoes, you were good. So as you can imagine, I knew she was just messing with me, trying to run me off too. It worked because I said before, she had already made everybody quit. I was pissed, and it was going to be two ways, me quitting or me beating her ass. So I quit because she wasn't worth the case. She was not worth me catching a case over. And mind you, she wasn't even there for a month before she got rid of all the employees and replaced them with her family. And after I left, I mean literally some months down the road, my cousin had gave birth, and the store had reached out to her asking her if she wanted to come back because Africa didn't work out. She was stealing. Yes, stealing. carrying bunches of merchandise. I mean, boxes, like taking the inventory out the back door after the store closed down for business every day. After the store closed, her and her family were carrying merchandise out the back door and putting it in their personal vehicles until they got caught and got prosecuted. And I don't know what happened to her family members, but I do know that Africa ended up serving some time. She went to prison behind it. And I can't believe I left and let that thief run me out of my job so she could steal. Thieving. Woo! Just gets me hot. Just gets me hot. All so you could steal stuff that don't belong to you. And after all the previous employees found out, we all knew. We knew she was up to something. Because we all still talk, even though we didn't work together anymore. I would tell them about how she had replaced all of them with her family. And we put it all together that she had that planned out from the time she got hired, or probably previous to her being hired. And you just never know people's intentions. And apparently, getting a job and fulfilling the duties of the store manager role wasn't her intention. But she was more focused on stealing the store blind. That was her sole purpose of pursuing the position, it seems. And that is just sad. I was glad I ended up quitting after that. Because if I had stayed, I might have gotten accused of being involved too. So it was for the best. And in the end, she, along with her thieving family, got what they deserved. All right, story seekers, that is all for this episode. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.